benediction, give you this promise. You're going to be so blessed. You're going to be tired of being blessed. I guarantee it.
Okay, if y'all listen closely, hey fam, if you listen closely, you'll hear my little puppy dog. He's in my arms while I'm trying to record, and I think he does a little burp. That's not me, that's my little dog. So that's Buddy Dog. Hold on, listen to it again, see if you can hear it.
And if I may, before the benediction, give you this promise. You're going to be so blessed. You're going to be tired of being blessed. I guarantee it.
Look at that face. Oh my goodness, I love that face. Check out that face. I love that face. Did y'all hear Buddy? That's Buddy Dog. Oh, that was awesome.
Believe me.
Believe me. Oh, believe me. Hey, Patriots, can you see me? Are you hearing me? Everything A-okay on your end? Can you hear me? Can you see me? We've had so many crazy things over the past few days. I just sometimes just wondered if it's going to be working. Everything's going to be working. Yay, it's working. It looks like it's working. Hey, everybody, I'm glad to see you. I'm Melissa Red Pill, the world. That's my name. That's what I do. So don't just be prepared. Sometimes I'll come out with something. Maybe today I'll come out with something because I'm going to be talking about the C blank A today. I went to lunch with one of my buddies, and she was like, "What? This is, you know, what are you talking about?" I'm like, "Yes, these people are dirty, 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 evil dogs. Evil dogs, aren't they, though?" Here, if you're new, though, I'm Melissa Red Pill. This is our site right here, freedomforce.live. Over here, you'll find all the social media. Here's all the social media platforms. Make sure that you guys, a lot of times you get removed off of there. You won't even know what happened, and you're removed off of there. So definitely go and check to make sure that you are still like, share, and subscribe on all these, that you're good. Make sure you continue to share our information, because she was like, "What are we supposed to do?" I said, "Share information. The media, the corporate media, is the enemy of the people. And so our job is to surpass them, overcome their narrative, and to fight with truth. We're not fighting with bullets. We're not fighting with guns. We're fighting with truth. And that's what we do here. So thank you guys so much for sharing all the time. For those of you who aren't familiar, if you're just on the Rumble and you're not over on our Telegram or our other social media, I'm post stream of consciousness. I'm like, "Oh, y'all got to see this, and you got to see that, and you got to see the other." There's so much coming out. It's just all the time. So this is right here on all the social media. So definitely check it out and make sure that you are getting the latest, greatest. I try so hard not to inundate, but just to make sure that you guys have the most important things out there to know. This is one of the latest things. Oh my goodness, y'all ready? Y'all ready for this? It's the assassination plot was by Iran. Come on. Really? Where are they pulling that out of? I'm telling you, these people have no shame. I seriously don't even understand how these media people can read this dribble. I don't even know how they can read it with a straight face. Have they lost all self-respect? What in the world? Oh, it's Iran's fault because they don't have the boogeyman of North Korea anymore, really. You know, they're always saying, "Oh, Russia did it." Now it's Iran did all this thing. And of course they're doing, you know, that's worked in, you know, people buy into it about what's going on in the Middle East. Oh, it's Iran's fault, with no dots to connect. And so that's what the media does. So we can't do that, you guys. Please, 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 especially now, especially always. But if you're going to share something, make absolutely positively sure that you have the information to back it up, that you have the evidence to back it up. This person said this. You better make sure to play a clip of that person. If you say that this certain thing happened, you better show something that proves it, evidence, because this is the whole point. the mainstream corporate media, the legacy media, whatever you want to call them, they always put something out there and people just trust that it's true. But we have to, we can't be like them. We have to handle this power of the people to get the truth out with care. We have to be very, very careful what we share, that we know for sure. And I try so hard, you know, especially because I, for those of you who are new, you may not know what I do. I look at the current events and the light of God's word. I didn't mean to ever have a channel. I never intended to have a channel. I was supporting others with channels. But when they banned me off of whatever it was, I've been banned off so much stuff I can't even remember. I'm just a little lady. Why do they care? Obviously, we have been very effective because they're constantly trying to ban us, right? Whether it's on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter. Now we can be on X. But, you know, I was on Discord. And they banned me off of Discord. I'm like, well, I guess I'll just create my own channel. Well, that they should never have done did that, right? So we have joined together, and I'm so glad that we're here together. We share all this information and just keep going. That's our role in this. And push back on this. This is pathetic. Secret Service ramped up security after, which they didn't. Of course, they did not do that. After receiving intel of Iranian plot to assassinate Trump. Come on, where are they pulling this information? It's just they're making it up. They're making it up, and we're saying no. You guys did a plot, and it was foiled by the Lord. Really, there's no other person who stepped in the breach except the Lord Almighty. And really, by all accounts, everybody said this was a miracle. That this was not something like what happened to JFK. And I told, that was the first thing that I did in my little, you know, we do have Ecclesia, we have a small group, you know, ladies group, you know, I really encourage you guys to have a small group in your community where you get together to pray and to open the word together and not be under the control of a local body, whatever. Anyway, so yeah, as soon as this came out, people started sharing in our little group chat. I said, it looks like they pulled back just like they did with JFK. And of course, you know, red pilling all these ladies who, yeah, maybe weren't prepared for that, but that's what we do. Yeah, so it said also, another thing that just recently came out, it says this, the local counter sniper team were inside the building. you cannot make this stuff up. Are you kidding me? This counter sniper team was inside the building where the shooter was on the roof? Really? I mean, I'm at a loss for words. I've done 1,000 videos. I've talked for hours and hours and hours on this. I'm just like, really? That's what they're trying to sell? That the guys were in the building for 30 minutes? Y'all know that. I don't know if I have that post. Let me show it, see if I can pull that up real quick. I gotta show you that too. But yeah, this, let me see if I can. That was loud. I am so sorry. I don't know if it was loud for you as it was for me, but that was loud. All right, so let me see if I can find this right here. That it was 30 minutes. Have you guys seen that? 30 minutes that they were, this guy was up there. The person who tried to assassinate Trump was spotted on a roof almost 30 minutes before the shooting and was photographed by a police officer, according to the Pittsburgh NBC affiliate WXPI. Supposedly, that a cop went up there on the roof, and within a minute of him shooting, and he backed off. I mean, this is failure upon failure upon failure upon failure. And it looks like, I'm going to show you a clip of Corey Mills, because it looks like he's going to call them to an account before Congress. Of course, the problem is, my husband's like, somebody's head's got to roll, you know. I'm like, okay, the problem is, if the DOJ called out the hit, are they going to call someone to an account for it? Of course not, because they'll be, you know, signing their own verdict to go to jail. They're not going to do that. That's the problem with all these people. And just so you know, this is a whole different subject, but you know that the immunity just came down, because I don't have this to share. I'm going to talk about this super, super quick. The immunity, that, you know, this whole thing about in in the Judge Cannon's court, where Jack Smith brought up saying that President Trump took these documents, all that, and of course he had the presidential immunity. Of course, the court came and said he has the immunity, and so she came down and said they, you know, the whole thing was dismissed. I hope every one of these cases is dismissed, but in this particular case, this particular one, this was in our very Declaration of Independence that it was against. You know, against, it's against the rules, whatever you want to call it. We didn't even have rules back in the day, but we declared our independence from King George because he was bringing down prosecutors to prosecute people all over the country who didn't do what he wanted them to do outside of having them installed by the representatives. This was clearly the problem. We cannot have the DOJ setting up these prosecutors who will go willy-nilly to prosecute people all over the country. It has to be set up not by the DOJ, but by Congress. This was in our very Declaration of Independence. All right, so that's a side note. Sorry, I had to stop and just talk about that because I knew if I didn't do it right then, I would forget. Y'all know how I do. But anyway, that was very, very good news. That was very, very, very good news that President Trump had that case dismissed, and I pray that all these cases will be dismissed, and everyone will start to realize this whole thing has been one thing after another to try to attack him, to try to remove him, including what happened on Saturday. Everyone's got to connect the dots. 30 minutes, this guy's up there, and they just let this go on for 30 minutes? What an abject failure time and time again. So this was the other thing that just happened. This was posted by DC Drano, who is amazing. Definitely follow him over on X. Don't forget to follow me on X too. I'm over Melissa Redpill over on X. Unseen footage shows Secret Service and the state police scrambling as there was no apparent contingency plan to get the reactionary squad through the fence. Total failure. Okay, so let's talk about this. Supposedly, what we've been hearing is that this shooter went through the security and that then he went over on top of this building. Supposedly, he had a ladder. Supposedly, he walks through. He's pacing back and forth. And supposedly, he gets through with a rifle. All of that, let's just say, okay, that happened. Let's just pretend that's the stupidity of it. Of course, sure, that happened, right? Duh. Didn't happen. Anyway, but even if it did, how's he going to get through this fence to get over to this building to be on top of this building? When all these cops right here can't get through this fence, they have to take a cop car and ram the thing to get through. None of their stories add up. That's what happens when you lie. When someone lies, their lies don't add up, and they have to cover one lie with another and another and another. And our job is to show the absolute stupidity of everything that they are saying. In the past, we didn't have social media. We didn't have where we could share this information. In the past, we didn't have everyone having a cell phone where they could show actual video footage of this, that, and the other that we could share out there to prove what we're saying. There are people like, oh, well, I don't know. Maybe that's true. Maybe that's not true. Well, we got the video right here. And the point is, when someone's been caught in lie after lie after lie after lie, you can't believe them anymore. Stop believing the mainstream media, including Fox News. Including Fox News, you guys. We have to be the news now. We have to be the news now. The only reason we go over there is to see what kind of bull they're promulgating and to expose it. We cannot get all the way through this and still have this legacy media standing. We have to be the news. We have to, and we have to be very, very careful, as I was saying before. All right, so check this out. This is what happened with the fence.
Kill that motherfucker.
Hit it like you mean it.
Now, now they have to go crawling underneath the fence. They're all standing there waiting so they can get through. And this outrageous. How is it that they had to do this? You know, clearly what they've been telling us is not true. Clearly the truth is that this guy never went through security. He always had access to this building. It appears by their own account that the sniper team was actually in that building. They're in that building and he went up on the roof. He had a ladder right there. He had his gun right there. And what they didn't prepare for, and they don't prepare for, is a citizen media, citizen journalists who will post videos and that we will share them like our hair is on fire. That's what they're not prepared for. What they aren't prepared ever for is that there would be a media where they would not be in control of it, like Twitter, like Telegram, like Rumble, like all these platforms where we get the truth out and they cannot stop it. In the past, they've always been able to squelch it. Literally the other day when this happened to President Trump, they're squelching this news from coming out on social media, on Facebook. Of course, you know, whatever. We know what's the story with Facebook. And actually, a friend of mine just was over at the house, and I very, very, very rarely talk to this person, but he was saying, oh, you know, I didn't even know. I'm watching YouTube. I'm looking at YouTube videos. I didn't even know that President Trump had been shot. I heard about it, so I started to search it. All of a sudden, a bunch of this comes up on my feed. I'm telling you, they've got us divided where half of the country will not even be aware of some of the things that you and I are like, it's common knowledge. That's what's happening. And so we've got to overcome that one way or 10 more. We just have to keep working to get surpass all that. And a lot of our friends are maybe they're not on the same social media that we are. And even if they are on the same, quote, social media, they're in a different feed entirely and that they're being fed different information from what we are. That's what's happening. It's crazy. All right, so I want you to see that. Now, the next thing I want you to see, it just never stops. Look at President Trump. He has no shoes on at all. No shoes at all. Okay, so look at his shoes. Here's his shoe. He wears very nice shoes. He does not wear loafers that you just slip your foot into. He wears shoes that you tie. It's not easy to get out of those things. I mean, you got to work to get out of them. If he lost one shoe, I'd be like, okay, maybe. If he's lost two of them, if two have come off, I call BS. Something's fishy. Now, for those of you who are new, who don't know, haven't heard about this before, when they have FFs, as in, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, when they have these made up things that are happening. I'm not saying that this didn't happen, okay? A real gun really hit his ear and a real gun really killed a person. Okay, I'm not saying, but what I'm saying is when it's an inside operation, when they'll show a shoe sitting there in one of the pictures. You'll see a picture of this or that or the other, some kind of the scene, and you'll see a shoe sitting over on the side. 9 times out of 10, you will find a shoe. I've learned this from Ali Damgard. Have y'all ever heard of him? I've shown videos of him before. I'm telling you, just using that name will probably get your video banned. OLEDAMMEGAARD, something like that. Ali Damgard, he's Swedish or whatever. He's got a very interesting name. Whatever. The point is he has exposed all these things about how these inside jobs take place all the time. And there's this single shoe. Well, not only is there a single shoe. Look, the man has no shoes on. No shoes. Now, I just talked to you the other day about when a priest would be ordained, quote, ordained, in Leviticus 14:14, they would have the blood of the offering put on their ear and their thumb and their toe. I'm telling you, I bet if we looked close enough, you'd probably see blood on his toe. He's being ordained for this amazing moment to as the instrument of the Lord. the chosen instrument of the Lord, no doubt about it. So what did they do? Did they literally, when they went and jumped on him, did they literally, yeah, she lost her shoe. Thanks, Coast Rider, good point. When Hillary got, when Hillary was, remember that? She lost her shoe. That was a totally different thing. It was totally interesting. I'm not going to go into that right now. But the point is, what did they do? Did they literally jump on him and go pull his shoes off? And I'm going to show you, this is another crazy thing. Look at this. Here they are. I just love how we have patriots who are showing videos. Now, this might be that woman that's gone viral. Remember that viral video of that woman in white? And she's got on the glasses and the hat, and she's taking a video. It looks like this is exactly where it is, because most people hit the deck. Most people are hiding and crouching down, and she's over there, and she's taking video. That's all of this. It makes no sense. None of this makes any sense at all. So there you go. Some people clearly knew something was going down, because this is clearly an operation. The lies, I'm going to tell you more lies before it's over, before I finish this video, that just, it's shocking that they couldn't come up with a better lie. Is really what it boils down to. So some of these people knew that this was going on. Well, this video has come out into the mainstream. Check this out. The lady, the girl with the bun, the Secret Service officer with the bun, here she goes. We heard him on video. I showed this on the other day. If you don't see my other video on it, go back under the Rumble or the BitChute and you can see my video where I showed when this first happened. Whatever. It's been a crazy few days, but we've been able to get the truth out. We always do, right? We always do, right? Everybody, we just keep going. All right. So, oh, really? Dino1003, he got a bullet hole in his jacket? I had not heard that at all. I had not heard. Okay, so if you have that, Dino, please post a link in the chat, because I had not heard anything about that, and I thought I was pretty up on everything. I haven't heard that at all. I know that Teddy Roosevelt got shot in the chest, and he kept going on his speech. That was crazy back in the day. But anyway, but yeah, not President Trump. I don't think that happened to President Trump. I haven't seen anything like that at all. But anyway, so back to the thing with the shoe. Look at what this girl does. So we've got this video from this vantage point, and you're going to see the girl with the bun, and she's going to go kick in the shoe. He's asking for a shoe. He doesn't want any shoes. She takes the shoe and kicks it off the thing. You think, oh, well, she's going to make sure that people don't trip over it, right? That's what I would think. Well, maybe she's just going to, it's not important that we have your shoe right now and we just don't want to trip over it. Well, they end up right in the stairway. And so it right at the bottom of the stairs. So that really was not accomplished. If that's what she says that she was doing it for, she's not getting him back his shoes. She's not going to carry the shoes. She kicks them off she gets them off the stage. Check this out. Did you see that? She went over there and just threw them off of the stage. What? Somebody explain to me somewhere in the chat, why in the world would she do such a thing? Why would she, when he's asking for his shoes, why would she think to go and throw them off the stage? You see that? Yeah, all this. And then, of course, this guy over here, I want you to see this. Did you see this guy over here? Look at this guy. He's over here. I mean, I've never been in a situation where there was potentially an active shooter. But look over here at this guy over on the right. He's still just getting coverage, getting a camera angles and video and whatever. He's taking pictures, live shots, whatever he is, the whole time. I don't know. It just makes your mind wonder what are these people thinking? Watch this guy over here on the right. Let me get my shoes. All these people are taking video. They're not there. Just like four guys over there taking video and taking pictures. Somebody tell me, explain this to me. How is it? Why are these people not hitting the dirt, you know? I don't know. I've never been in a situation like that. You don't necessarily know what you're gonna, how you're gonna respond and what you're gonna do in that situation. It just, something just seems very off on this. Clearly President Trump's ear was hit. Clearly that other person did die. When there's an FF, that doesn't mean that the incident did not happen. What it means is it was an inside job. All right, so then let's talk about Miss Cheadle. Lovely Miss Cheadle. Again, DC Drano is just always coming up with so much great information. Disgraced Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle is now saying that they didn't put snipers on the roof where the shooter was because it was sloped and not safe. You've got to be kidding me. We've all seen the video, girlfriend. Where you been? She is in a bubble. She has no idea. We've already seen this. You're about 3 days late on coming out with this lie. You got to keep up. If you're going to lie, you got to keep up with what we're finding out on social media. And I guess she's maybe just thinking that most people are not seeing this. I don't know what she's thinking, but she's got to catch up. They used to be better liars than this. Or maybe they weren't better liars. They were just we were not as good at putting all this information out there. Anyway, so then why were there snipers on the roof again? Come on, Miss Cheadle. Come on. This lady keeps digging herself a deeper hole. It's time to resign. Yeah. Yeah. Better yet, prosecute her for negligence. Prosecute her for dereliction of duty or whatever you call it when you fail to protect the president of the United States. You got one job. And you failed. And even a child would know that this building was clear, provide a clear shot for someone to shoot the president. It's outrageous. The whole thing is clearly not right. So there's Miss Cheadle when she was younger. So she was protecting Dick Cheney. She was the one who protected him on 9/11, which we know about 9/11. If you're not familiar with that, it's time to catch up because there's so many FFs. And that they're inside jobs from the beginning farther back than we care to go into. A long time they've been doing all these types of things. And hid the text messages from January 6th. Isn't Miss Cheadle what a lovely little cheater helper she is? She's done a very, very good job to cover for the crimes of the deep state. Now, that's exactly what the legacy media does. Their one job is to cover up the crimes of these people. And that's, again, I know I sound like a broken record, but that's our job, is to expose them. As the Lord said in His Word, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. This is why I am called all the mean names. I'm a harasser and a harasser, whatever you want to call it, and a something else. There was some other word they called me, and that's why they removed my YouTube channel, because I'm mean. I'm a bully. Oh, that's what it was. I'm a bully. Well, yeah, thank God. We're all in here to expose these people, and they can call us mean names, but we're going to get this truth out there. And that's why I'm so glad. Even though I get banned, you guys keep sharing. Share as everywhere, far and wide. Thank you so much for sharing, liking and sharing and subscribing and all that you're doing to help get this out. So here she is now, whatever, 20 years later, and she's now the head of the Secret Service. Clearly, a paid asset, a controlled asset of the criminal deep state. But so this guy is trying to run cover for her, as the mainstream media always does. So I want you to hear her and count, if you can, the lies.
United States Secret Service Kimberly Cheadle speaks exclusively with ABC News, taking responsibility for that stunning breakdown in security.
Okay, tell me, how are you taking responsibility? How are you please don't tell me you're taking responsibility. I know I'm amped up today. How are you taking responsibility when you are not resigning? How are you taking responsibility when you are when you know that they will not prosecute you because they're your buddies? You get a get out of jail free card. How are you taking any responsibility? You're taking no responsibility. You should be under the jail for what you've done. And it will be, in Jesus' name. This will happen. This is why they're fighting so hard, because they know they're not only her, but all the rest of them are going down. Menendez just got in trouble today because of Mr. Goldbar Menendez. He just was found guilty of his crimes. And so now they see, you know, that he's been selling out to all over the world, in Egypt and everywhere else. And so they're seeing their handwriting on the wall. Anyway, so let's see what else they say.
This is an event that should have never happened.
Who is most responsible for this happening?
What I would say is that the Secret Service is responsible for the protection of the former president.
So the buck stops with you?
The buck stops with me. I am the director of the Secret Service. It was unacceptable, and it's something that shouldn't happen again.
Minutes after Trump took the stage Saturday in front of...
Okay, but let me back up. Here she's saying we were working with the local police, so they're going to... They've been wanting to kind of blame it on the local police. Oh, well, we delegated that to secure those local, other buildings to the local police. That won't hold up to scrutiny. That doesn't hold water. We don't buy any of that. It stops with you people. This is your job. This was your thing to do. This was your job to do, and you cannot put it on anyone else. Now, I will say this. I don't doubt that many of them were in on it. I'm not talking about the regular, you know, run-of-the-mill, you know, guys on the street type of thing. I'm talking about the leadership. I don't trust the leadership in any of this, any way, shape, or form, local or federal. Don't trust them at all.
Thousands of people. Gunman Thomas Matthew Crooks wounding the former president and three others before a Secret Service counter-sniper took him out.
I'm being told that the shooter was actually identified as a potential
threat.
Person of suspicion. Units started responding to seek that individual out. Unfortunately, with the rapid succession of how things unfolded, by the time that individual was eventually located, they were on the rooftop and were able to fire off at the former president.
ABC News now learning that
30 minutes.
Heavily armed local police were actually stationed inside the building. The gunmen climbed, but they missed.
I'm thinking, oh, well, that's got to be fake news. There's just no way that these people, these sharpshooters, were inside the building. I mean, it just, there's no way. And that's what they're saying. ABC News is reporting it, too. They're, you know, they're saying that that's the story they're going with.
Butler town officials confirming that after they became aware of the threat, a local police officer climbed up to the roof and confronted Crooks, but did not succeed in stopping him.
What was your reaction when you saw the events unfold on Saturday?
Shock, and then concern, obviously, for the former president.
Investigators now trying to determine whether roof access had been properly locked down. The shooter climbing up seemingly unimpeded, about 400 feet from the stage, with a direct line of sight on the former president.
Should that roof have been secure, period?
That building in particular has a sloped roof at its highest point. And so, you know, there's a safety factor that would be considered there that we wouldn't want to put somebody.
10 degrees. Whoo, dangerous. Oh, she's so, everything she says doesn't hold water. There were people up there. Catch up, lady.
Yep, on a sloped roof. And so, you know, the decision was made to secure the building from inside.
Cheeto says the Secret Service was responsible for the inner perimeter of the rally, where Trump was. But local police were responsible for the outer perimeter, where the gunman was located. In Washington, lawmakers demanding answers, calling on the Secret Service director to appear before Congress.
We will be transparent, both internally with my own.
Oh, baloney! I can't even take it. No, you won't be transparent. You're going to do the continual cover-up just like you are right now. We don't buy anything you say. Any alphabet agency, we don't trust any of the leadership at all. Anything they say, we don't believe. We don't buy it. We just don't buy any of it. None of it. And I don't want to hear one more word out of your mouth except go to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Folks. And externally with members of Congress and with the American public. That's what the public deserves.
The president and Homeland Security Secretary said today they had 100% confidence in you, but there are some members of Congress calling on you to resign.
I appreciate the secretary's comments, and we're going to continue to be transparent.
Oh, this just makes me scream. Yeah, Yeah, and so they're, oh, they have full confidence in you. Why? Why? They have full confidence in you that you're going to cover up for their crimes, is basically what they're saying. Makes me scream. And let me just back up. I'm not worried one little bit. I'm not worried. Why am I not worried one little bit? Go ahead and put it in the chat, everybody. Why am I not worried one little bit? Because this is biblical. This is biblical. They've attempted this 8 times, 9 times. I'm losing count. Now, this was the only difference was this one was one that was out in front of everybody for all eyes to see. And they've attempted and attempted and attempted, and they can't. They can't. This is biblical. This is the Lord. This is the Lord rescuing us, rescuing humanity, and they can't. They can't. It's that simple. It really is. If you're new here, if you don't know what I'm talking about, please go and check out my books. It's over on Freedom Force I Love. You just scroll down, you'll see these are my books where I break down how this is biblical. The truth about end times. If you're new, it's such good news. Don't be afraid of end times. This whole thing left behind and all that is baloney. It's baloney. We're not going to be left behind. We're not going to, no one's leaving this earth except for these criminals. They are going to be cast into the abyss. That's exactly what Revelation is talking about. We would awaken one day. The Lord told us in the major clues from minor prophets, they told us we'd wake up. We'd find out, we'd realize who our enemy was, and we would cast them out. We'd bring down judgment upon them, and we'd have peace on earth for 1,000 years. This is the truth of Revelation. Every Bible story is happening before our very eyes. I'm telling you, we're like Ezekiel's army, the dead, dry bones that have awakened and rising up. They're all on Amazon for $2.99. This is such good news. And the audiobooks are right here. It's very, very good news. And nothing can stop what is coming because it's biblical. Because it's biblical. You know, and like my girlfriend called me the other day and she's flipping out. She's like, I said, he's the chosen one. He is the chosen one. The blood on the ear, the thumb, the toe, you know, he's the chosen instrument. He is the chosen one. He has been the chosen one, and he is, you know, we're going into the last phase of this final battle. He said 2024 is the final battle. There's nothing can stop it. This is what faith is all about. You know that the Lord keeps his word. He said in Daniel chapter, I'm getting excited. He said in Daniel chapter 9, he says that he would confirm that covenant. He made this covenant with us that he would save humanity just at the last second. If you remember, it would be just like I've told you many times before about the story about Perseus and Andromeda, that Andromeda is the church that's chained, and Perseus comes and scoops her up just at the very last second and rescues her. The Lord promised that he would do that. He promised in the nick of time when sin was at its height, they will be rescued, but not by human hand. That is Daniel chapter 9. There's no doubt about it. We're being rescued, and there's nothing that can't stop it. They can't stop it. They're going to be cast into the abyss. Of course, they don't want to be, but that doesn't matter. They're going to be all the same. Yeah, even including Miss Little Miss Cheadle. Miss Little Miss Cheadle. Yeah, and she will be having to go before the House next week to give an answer for what she has done or not done. So, I really appreciate Corey Mills. He is fired up. He wants to bring them down to an account. And so we're going to see. Now, the problem is we don't have the power to bring her to judgment. That's the problem. And the Biden administration controls the DOJ. But what we can do is we can expose this information. That's what he's going to do. When they go before Congress, what they are simply doing is exposing this. And so whatever they post, we're going to get it out there like our hair is on fire. Check it out.
So I live up my height. Okay, so let's go.
I have to be on this, and I would like to lead this commission to ensure that we go after every element from local to state to federal.
Because she's coming on Monday or something in front of Congress.
I'm going to ask to be waived on if that's not a committee of jurisdiction. I sit on the Armed Services and Foreign
Affairs. How does
that
work? They could add you on.
I've done this before because I was in Afghanistan. I helped to rescue Americans as well as for Israel and Haiti. And so James Comer has actually waived me on to oversight before to be able to testify as an experienced witness.
Which committee is this? They're coming from oversight?
I would imagine this is going to be from oversight or judiciary or one of those.
So Jim Jordan will be chairing it?
Jim Jordan or James Comer.
And it will be televised?
All of it should be on C-SPAN as it should. Well, I don't think any of this should be put behind closed doors.
Totally
the American people deserve the facts. They pay for our time as taxpayers. They should be able to see all the evidence themselves.
And by the grace of God, Donald Trump still lives.
It is by the grace of God. And I'll tell you, this is why I believe in the idea of divine intervention. This is why I look at Ephesians 6, when you don the armor of God, and he was shot at 6:11. When you think about things, I want everyone to understand, we are a nation that was founded upon our Christian Judeo beliefs for our constitutional rights to protect inalienable rights, not government and provided privileges. We will continue to maintain that. I believe that we're constantly being looked over, but I don't think people will ever understand that that's as close to death as you'll ever come when you talk about millimeters and milliseconds of change that resulted in not an attempt, but an assassination.
Right. I really appreciate that he's bringing up Ephesians 6:11. And for those of you who are new to the 17 board, the 17 board has had Ephesians 6:11 quoted, I don't even know how many times, where it says, therefore put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. This is, our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the dark places. This is who we're fighting. We're fighting literal demons. People are indwelt by demons. And so I really appreciate him bringing up Ephesians 6:11. I really appreciate people saying this is a miracle of the Lord. They're giving honor to the Lord. I really love that there's so many people who are speaking their faith now. Just very, very exciting. We've been doing this for a long, long, long time. And to see this, and also it's on the board that this is biblical. And Ephesians 6:11 has been brought up. And this is when he was attacked, but he has on the armor of the Lord. Now, does that mean that we don't hold these people to an account because the Lord rescued President Trump? Of course not. We have to hold these people to an account. They have to be brought to judgment for their crimes against President Trump, against our country, and against humanity. These people want to make sure to continue to control the wars, which is big money. They want to be able to continue to control the finances. They want to keep controlling the judges and all the purse strings and the Congress and all the rules in this country. They want to be able to get away with their crimes, and that cannot continue. I really appreciate good men like Corey Mills doing this. So I look forward to this next week, I think it is, they were saying, that she's going to be brought before Congress on this. So that'll be exciting to see. And like I said, I know I'm not expecting them to be able to hold her feet to the fire on judgment, but the truth will set us free. This is our role, is to share the truth. So please tell me, I want to see your hands. I want to see your hands raised up that you guys are not just going on my channel and watching the stuff that I share on my social media or on here on Rumble or the video channels on BitChute, but that you are actually sharing these. Please raise your hand and say, yes, we are, Melly. We're sharing it. Because that's the whole reason I'm out here, is to put this out there, find this information so that you guys can find the stuff that you can stand behind. You can be assured that when I share this, it is something you can take it to the bank. I just cannot bear with so much of this information that gets passed around that comes out that's proven to not be true. We've got to be so careful. I know I sound like a broken record, but it's really important that we don't lose this ability to share the information, because we're like, oh, well, they're just as bad as this legacy media. Check it out.
And your reaction to how the media was covering this, CNN said that he fell hard.
Well, that's like saying that, Hiroshima was a loud firework. I mean, look, it's absolutely insulting when they make these types of rhetorics as opposed to calling it what it is. However, if that would have been a reversed analogy and that would have been a Democrat, candidate, they would have immediately said the right-wing MAGA crowd has tried to rhetoric this to a point where it's putting us at risk. This is where we must take back the narrative. We've always controlled the facts, but we've allowed them to take the narrative because we've been defensive, not offensive. We've been continuing to try and act as if we are the majority, but we're not the majority until you actually act upon it. Saying it is not the same thing. Responsibility is not the same as accountability. Me going, hey, mea culpa, I apologize, is not the same as me being held before the rug and removed from my position and being looked at potential crimes. We have to start doing our jobs. That's what the American people elects us to do, not to be a politician who gets on the stage and talks about things and then goes back and goes, well, I would have, should have, could have. I've rescued 500 people. I will always go into the actual wrong areas, and we will fight, 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 as President Trump said.
I speak for the audience. You need to unleash hell on the Secret Service.
I'm going to unleash hell on all those responsible.
And do not let this go. Get to the bottom of this. We were, as I'll say it again, an inch and a half away from this country maybe not existing in its current form.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for Corey Mills. Thank you so much for Charlie Kirk. I don't know if you know, you guys, Kirk means church. In, I think in Scotland, their churches are called Kirks. I love that. So we really do have so many wonderful, wonderful people who are helping to lead the charge on this. So he's saying not only holding the Secret Service accountable, but all those who are responsible. Thank you so much, Corey Mills, for bringing that out, because it wasn't just them. It goes all the way to the top, to Biden. Okay, so we're going to talk about that here in just a second, too. Okay, before I do this one, let me just go ahead and show you this. He put out this tweet. Now, who knows who's posting for Biden? We just said the other day, we were talking about that girl, I can't remember her name, but that she was out there posting for Biden. But anyway, there's one person responsible for overturning Roe v. Wade, and then they have an X across President Trump, like to try to destroy President Trump. These people. But again, he's not calling out for your random Joe, your random lone shooter. He's calling out for his hired gunmen, his hired hitmen in the alphabet agencies, clearly. Of course, he's getting called out, though. This is a very interesting thing. He's being called out by the mainstream media. Isn't that exciting? But watch for more and more and more of that to happen until we get to the finish line. We're going to see them throwing him under the bus. Remember, just before this all happened, they were throwing him under the bus that he, you know, doesn't have any, you know, he needs to have his a cognitive test and all that. And all of a sudden, they changed the narrative because all this has happened with President Trump. But now they're back on exposing him for what he said about putting President Trump in the bullseye. Check this out.
You have still not heard, at least publicly, from the Secret Service director?
Well, I've heard from him.
But have you heard from her publicly?
I've heard from him. It's a girl. Cheadle's a girl. I've heard from him. Look at the look. He's so confused. He's confused all the time. All he is confused. That's all he does. He doesn't know what he posts. He don't know what he said. I don't know. Sometimes I think he's trying to give that dumb look because he's trying to get away with his crimes. But anyway, we'll see what happens on that. But yeah, I've heard from him. Cheadle's a girl. Newsflash.
Publicly, I've sat down in a situation room downstairs with the Secret Service, the FBI, the National Security Agencies, the Homeland Security, all the major elements.
And they're all sitting down there going, oh my gosh, we made it even worse. We made President Trump like a superhero. I'm going to show you here in a little bit. All the African-American people are like, I'm voting for Trump. I'm voting for the superhero. I'm voting for the one they're trying to assassinate. All right, so that was amazing. Okay, I want you to remind you about what it says in Revelation 17. And this is where, this is actually 17:17. Okay, this is what I do. I look into all these, biblically, what is this going on? He's the prostitute. It's not just him. It's all these people who prostituted themselves. He even said that years ago. There's a video clip of him saying that he said, I would be willing to prostitute myself for the money and the power. And that's exactly what he's done and so many of these others have done for the New World Order. And so it says the Scarlet Beast and his 10 horns will all hate the prostitute. Why? Because they didn't do their job. They didn't cover the New World Order. They didn't do their job to make sure that they stayed in power. And so they hate, they're turning on these people because they have failed in their job. And they know that when they take that blood oath, they know that if they don't do their job, it's off with their heads. It's that serious. Everybody joins in league. And they say, we're all going to make a pact that we're all going to join to do all this evil together. And everybody will get a get out of jail free card. And it's all for one for all in this evil scheme. But if you fail, you're done. I wonder about Bob Menendez, how he got prosecuted. That's just put a little pin on that. We'll talk about that another day. They will strip her naked, eat her flesh, and burn her remains with fire. Quite picturesque language, right? Revelation is really picturesque. Symbolic. It's basically they're going to be destroyed by the New World Order. Isn't that what we're seeing? They're all fighting their own at this point, and we're seeing this with Lester Holt coming down on Biden. All these people are coming down on him, on his cognitive abilities, etc. Not just him, but so many others are being brought exposed. And so it's really quite something to watch, because they've always circled the wagons and joined and marched in lockstep. And this is what's so strange, that they're not doing that in this day. Verse 17 of chapter 17 of Revelation, for God has put a plan into their minds, a plan that will carry out his purposes. They will agree to give their authority to the scarlet beast, so the words of God will be fulfilled. They are joining in league to basically destroy each other. And the Lord has brought around confusion so many times. Remember I was showing you all these Bible stories that are happening? There are, and this is biblical, the story, the 17 Bible stories happening before our eyes. In so many stories, there'll be the enemy will be brought into confusion. They'll be panic stricken, and they'll be confused. Either they'll run away or they'll end up killing each other. This happens time and time and time again in the Bible, if you're not familiar with some of these Bible stories. So it's really fun to watch that they are all panicking, just like it says also in the woman in labor, which is the, for those of you who are new, if you don't know about the sign of the Son of Man, this is the sign of the Son of Man, also called the woman in labor, 18 times in the Old Testament. And it says, when they see this sign, they'll be in great panic. They'll clutch their loins like a woman in labor. They're in panic because they realize we are on to them, and we're not going to stop until they're destroyed. This is what we do. This is what we're doing on the Freedom Force Battalion. So I'm so glad that we're here. We'll always know that we are in this battle together. Who is so excited that we're forever? We'll know this. We'll always know this. I just love that. All right. So this is where President Trump called RFK, and he was wanting to talk to him about, you know, about the Secret Service and what had happened to him. Later on, this got posted on his social media, and later on, he's like, oh, I'm mortified that this was shared on my social media. I'm sorry, I don't buy it. How is it that this guy's doing videos and he has access to post this on his social media? I don't buy it. Anyways, but here, either way, you can hear the conversation he's having with President Trump.
What's wrong with that whole system?
Let me see if I can turn it up a little bit. Okay, let's see. That's not going to work. Let me see if I can get it to... I've got it at 100. Oh, my goodness. That's not going to be loud enough. Let me see if I can put the mic over there so you can hear it.
And it's a doctor's fight. Remember I said I want to do small doses. Small doses. When you feed a baby, Bobby, a vaccination that is like 38 different vaccines... And it looks like it's meant for a horse, not a, you know, 10-pound or 20-pound.
Can you guys hear that? Are you hearing that? He's talking about vaccines. He says when you give a child a vaccine, and it's basically the dosage for that would be suitable for a horse, and then you give it to a child, and then the child gets this terrible reaction. Can you guys hear him saying that? I know it's really, really light. That's as loud as I can get it. I'm gonna play a little bit more.
It looks like you should be giving a horse this... And do you ever see the size of it, right? You know, it's just massive. And then you see the baby all of a sudden starting to change radically. I've seen it too many times.
He says, then you start to see that the baby starts to change radically. Of course, they start to get, like, autism symptoms. And after they've had this jab that would be enough for a horse to take. And so RFK is huge on this, as we know. He's talked about the... what is it? Thimerosal. I can't remember how exactly to say the word, but anyway, I just wanted you to see that that's what President Trump called him. And as you know, President Trump posted that RFK needs to have Secret Service protection. Well, let me just tell you something. I mean, I appreciate that President Trump's posting that, and he gave thanks to the Secret Service, but what good is the Secret Service? I'm just saying, with those kinds of friends, right? Okay, I'm going to see if I play a little bit more of this.
You hear that it doesn't have an impact, right? But you and I talked about that a long time ago. And anyway, I would love you to do something. And I think it would be so good for you and so good for you. And we're going to win. We're
All right. Well, anyway, I know that was so impossible to hear. I'm sorry, you guys. I thought that it would be, you could hear it. But anyway, so I wanted you at least to see that they had this conversation. I have it over on my social media so that you can go and listen to it if you want to. All right, so here he went to the event at the RNC last night. He did not speak at the event, but he came in and he had on this huge, I'm telling you, it's a huge, it's like, I don't even know how to explain how big this thing is. It's like this size. It's like, this is huge. It's a huge patch. Now, we all saw what was done to his ear, and I just think that, I don't know how to say this. He's milking it, as he should, because they shot at him, for crying out loud. But he's, you know, got this gigantic patch on, on his ear when he walks in, and really it's covering a lot more than what really was shot. But I adore him. I trust him. Absolutely. He can do, he's the wisest person. He's the most courageous person. He's the most amazing person I've ever seen in my entire life. I adore him. I'm not dissing him at all. I trust that he wants to put a patch over his face, his whole head. That's fine with me. Whatever he feels like is the best thing to do, because people need to understand, you know, he dodged this bullet, literally, by the grace of God, and he's the chosen one. You know, like the video I showed the other day, you know, we'll all be gone and no one will remember who we were, and it won't really, but he's beyond. He'll be remembered for all time. We're witnessing something absolutely monumental. Just be thankful that you are so blessed to live in this day. Eric Trump was on the, being interviewed, and he said, you know, like the Lee Greenwood song, thank my lucky stars to be living here today. It's just, we are so, so amazingly blessed to live in this day. We're so amazingly blessed to wake up. We're so amazingly blessed to see how this is biblical. We're so amazingly blessed to be together and to be fighting for the freedom in America that will set the whole world free. Do you understand? We're so blessed to live in this period of time to begin with. But within that frame that we live in America, and there are people who are missing it. I talk about this from Zechariah chapter, chapter 12. I go into this in the book, End Times, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. I think it's Zechariah 12, where it's talking about that these people will realize after this is over that they missed it. 99.999% of the people in church are missing it. They're missing the Battle of Armageddon. And they're going to just weep bitter tears. You don't have to do that. You will always know that you were part of this forever. The Bible says in Revelation 14 that we will sing a song that no one else can sing. What is this? It's not about singing. It's about that you know that you were in this battle right alongside the Lord to rescue humanity. What an incredible, incredible blessing. And just be at peace. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. So okay, I want you to see that. All right, so here's all the people saying fight, fight, fight. Okay, they were doing fight, fight, fight after President Trump was announced, and then this other man came out to speak. But they're all shouting fight, 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 and they're all shouting USA, USA. Okay, a couple of other things before we go. Elon Musk is giving $45 million per month to this super PAC for President Trump. If anybody had a problem with Elon Musk, then they need to go and fly a kite. Go fly a kite. I'm telling you. The man is, I mean, they're always trying to destroy anybody who's working so hard and to try expose the deep state. He has purchased, he used his wealth to purchase at Twitter, which is basically to purchase freedom. And they have attempted to destroy him, just like they're trying to destroy Trump.
The man is amazing. So amazed at Elon Musk. $45 million a month. Thank you so much. You know, because we scraped together a few nickels we have here and there. But, you know, he's got such deep pockets. I mean, serious pockets. Amazing pockets. So I'm so thankful for him. And I don't know if you guys saw this. I just posted this on social media just before all this started happening. The European Commission offered X an illegal secret deal. If we quietly censored speech without telling anyone, they would not fine us. They want him to censor us. And he said no. The other platform said yes, he would not. Thank God. Because let's just be honest. You know, I love Telegram. I love True Social. I love Getter. I'm so thankful for those platforms. But the reality is they can't get the truth out like X can. So please go and check out my channel over there on free. Red Pill. Let's see, Melissa Red Pill. Let me go pull it up. I've got to make sure that you guys see the right one. Go and join with me over on X, Melissa Red Pill. Let me see if I can get to it. Melissa Red Pill. And I had 100,000 followers back in the day, and I got canceled, and I've tried to get my account back. And if anybody knows how to get my account back, please inbox me. Somebody let me know how in the world I can get my account back. Either way, I've not been able to get it back, but I do have this one. So go and follow me on X. X, I can say anything. Like, I should be, yeah, right now, I'm actually... That's me posting the video that I'm live streaming right now. They let me live stream over there. Actually, I'm live streaming on Facebook too, surprisingly. But yeah, so I'm able to do that. I'm able to do say anything. I have not had anything banned. It's amazing. So just please go and find a way to get an account over on X so you can share this information. Okay. So and share the stuff that I'm doing. So definitely go and do that. All right, so I want you guys to see, this is Yuval. This guy is a New World Order creep of the First Order, and he is saying that if Trump gets back in, that's the end of the New World Order. Yay!
Trump might be elected again
shortly. I think it's very likely. Mm. And if it happens, it is likely to be the kind of like the death blow to what remains of the global order. And he says it openly. Now, again, it should be clear that many of these politicians, they present a false dichotomy, a false binary vision of the world, as if you have to choose between patriotism and globalism, between being loyal to your nation and being loyal to some kind of, I don't know, global government or whatever.
Yay, I love it. Yuval, he's shaking in his boots. All right, so here is Amber Rose. And so she spoke at the RNC event last night. So fun to listen to her speak. It turns out that her father is has white skin. Her mom has dark skin. Who cares? She doesn't really care about this, but they're trying to always foment all this racial division, and she's not having it. I'll show you that in just a second. But here she was speaking at the RNC convention.
My entire family is racially diverse, and I believe the left-wing propaganda that Donald Trump was a racist. My father said, "No, he's not, Amber. What are you talking about?" And when I insisted, he said, "Prove it." So to prove my father...
That's one of the best things that you can do when someone says something about President Trump. Show me. Show that to me. Show me where he said such and such. Show me where he is saying, doing such a thing. Show me. And they can't. I've got another video I'm going to show you where this guy's doing the same thing. He was trying to prove it to somebody and he couldn't.
Wrong. I did my research and looked into all things Donald Trump. People have to do their research. I watched all the rallies, and I started meeting so many of you, his red hat wearing supporters. I realized Donald Trump and his supporters don't care if you're black, white, gay, or straight. It's all love. And that's when it hit me. These are my people. This is where I belong.
don't know who Amber Rose is, you know, she's a rapper. Okay, so a lot of people know about her. And so she's catching a lot of grief, but she's pushing back. She's tough. She's tough. I just love these tough people who don't, who just don't take the guff.
So I let go of my fear of judgment, of being misunderstood, of getting attacked by the left, and I put the red hat on too. Thank you. Love you too. I never felt more free and more love for my country than I do now.
Isn't that beautiful? I love that. Okay, I want you to hear this one too. He's saying that he realized that he had been played by the media. And so he's got a huge channel. And so also, who is it? 50 Cent is maybe going to be at the RNC convention. Oh my goodness, they're going to flip their lids if he goes to the RNC convention. And so let's just share this information with people so that they see, you know, that they've been played. We've all been played. We all have to make sure that people understand we've all been lied to. All of us. We've all been fooled. We've all been misled. We're all in the same boat. We all have to join together against this criminal mafia. That's all there is to it. Check this out.
A very interesting man. And so I'll tell you a story about my thoughts on Trump. So I remember there was a time where I was like, Trump's bad. He's racist. And I succumbed to like the mass media of what they claimed he was. And I remember I hadn't spoke to Andrew for a while. He's like to me, yo, like, what's your opinion on Trump? And I'm like, oh, this guy, man, I don't really rate him, blah, blah. He's like, why? He's like, bro, I'm like, he's a racist. Like, I was like, oh, and he sticks up for the Ku Klux Klan and all this other stuff. He's like, show me where he said that. So I'm searching now. I go online. I'm looking. Can't find a single article, a single video. You can find articles of them claiming he states these things. I couldn't find a single video of him actually saying it. So I think I showed Andrew an article and he's like, yeah, but where's him saying it? They're saying he's saying this live. Anyone can say he said anything. So I'm like, nah, where'd they get this from then? It's easy, they just make it up. You believed it. Then I started thinking. Then I said, but he's never denounced them. This was the Ku Klux Klan time. He said, has he not? I was like, no. He's like, all right, cool, give me 5 minutes. He pulled up like six videos back to back of him on the news. No, I do not support the KKK. Like six videos of them saying, talking about equality. And I sat there and I was like, man, I actually got played by the media.
I got played by the media. We all have, bruh. We all have gotten played by the media. We're all in the same boat. So we just all have to join together and realize, you know, we've all been misled. All of us. Okay. Oh, this, I don't know if this is going to play. Here we go. I'm going to get on my hobby horse. Okay. So if y'all want to check out, that's okay. Because I'm going to be on a hobby horse right now. Right now, the hobby horse comes out. Okay, so they did, that guy was, as I was playing at the beginning, you know, he was actually the giving the benediction, and he led a prayer before the end of this RNC convention meeting. And then they had Harmeet Dillon. I'm telling you, Harmeet Dillon is quite the patriot. She is fighting so hard. Now, she's from an Indian family, and so they have different prayers from what we would consider a Christian prayer. Okay, I'm going to say this before I say it. Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. His blood is the only blood that can wash away sin. He is saving people all over the world. He saves people who are retarded. He saves people his blood saves people who are brain damaged. He saves people who are ignorant. He saves people who are in the deepest, darkest Africa who don't know. But you know what he looks at? What does he look at? You guys, shout it out in the comment section. What in the chat section? Please put on, what does the Lord Jesus look for? What is he looking for? Now, do we have to have all of our doctrine just exactly right? I will tell you something. If that's the case, then I'm the only one going to heaven. Because I know the Bible better than anybody. Okay, I'm just playing right now. But the point is, thank goodness it's not based upon Bible knowledge. Thank goodness that where our salvation is not based upon our understanding everything. We've all been deceived, just like I was playing that video of these guys. We've all been fooled. The Christians have been fooled, and the Catholics have been fooled, and the Muslims have been fooled, and the Buddhists have been fooled, and the Hindus have been fooled, and the atheists have been fooled. Everybody has been fooled, and I'll tell you one thing right now. Many of you maybe are not even, have not, weren't even professing Christians before you started watching my channel or when this whole thing started. But you had a heart to save humanity. You didn't, you're not a demon worshiper. You're loving, you love God, and you're wanting to know the truth. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for at the heart. I need to scoot down here. Thank you. A heart. He looks at the heart. He looks at the heart. He knows. Like Santa Claus. He knows who's naughty. He knows who's nice. He knows who is truly trying their hardest to do the right thing. And Harmeet Dillon is doing this. So she's, I don't know if she loves, if she knows Christ. I don't know if she knows even anything about Christ. I imagine she knows about Christmas or whatever, but she's from the Sikh, S-I-K-H religion, and she offers this prayer. Let me tell you something. We have freedom of religion in our country. She gets to pray the way that she feels in her heart is the right way to pray. And so they had her, after the benediction, they had her able to come up and offer this Sikh prayer. I love Sikh. I don't know if I'm saying that right. But either way, it was a beautiful prayer. I didn't really, to be honest, I didn't understand it. So she gave an interpretation at the end. So she explained what she was saying. So here she is singing this prayer. Okay, so there she is doing this, the thing. You can go back and I've got this posted on my channel so you can see it. And some people are like, what are you doing, Melissa? How could you do this? Let me tell you, the Lord is looking at the heart. The Lord is looking at the heart. Okay, so then at the end, let me see if I can find it.
Bless our people with wisdom as our one true God. We thank you for creating America as a unique haven on this earth where all people are free to worship according to their faith.
Do you hear what she's saying? I don't know if it's really hard to hear. I know. I'm sorry. It's really, really light. But the point is she's saying her in her prayer, she's because whenever you have another language that's spoken, there needs to be an interpretation so people know if they want if they're in agreement with it, right? It's very important that there's a there that people have an interpretation of what is said in another language. So she's saying, "Thank you, Lord, for America where we can have religion where we can worship according to our conscience." According to what we know is the truth. And I just got to be honest. I'm telling you, the church, the current modern day church in America is so highly controlled. You go over there, they're going to say, you got to wear a mask. You got to get a jab. You got to do what we say. You got to follow, you got to obey, you know, Biden. And you can't stand up and speak the truth. I'm just saying 99% of the churches are so highly controlled. And for your conscience, it's hard to go to some of these places. And I know that each one of you is praying for where you can have a place where you can worship the Lord and according to your conscience. And that's what this woman is trying to do. You know, like I said, we really like Ecclesia. You know, we have other groups that we meet with in our community that we feel comfortable with, but it may not be the mainstream, whatever. Okay. So I want you to read to you this passage right here from Romans chapter 2. Verse 13, for merely listening to the law doesn't make us right with God. It's obeying the law that makes us right in his sight. Well, then, okay, Melissa, are you saying that you're saved by keeping the law? No, I'm not saying that. This Bible, this verse is in your Bible just as well as it's in mine. He's not saying that. He's saying when you do what is right, you prove that you have faith. Just like James says, you say you have faith. Without the law, I'll show you my faith by my works. Your actions prove your faith. Your actions prove that you love the Lord. The actions prove your heart, that you have a heart for the Lord. And no doubt in the world, Harmeet Dillon has fought like crazy to bring justice in this world. President Trump just the other day said, Harmeet, get out here and work on getting this Save America Act because they tried to shut that down so that they're trying to get it where they can allow non-citizens to vote. And who did President Trump call on? Harmeet. This woman right here, Harmeet Dillon, called on her, said, please, Harmy, use your amazing skills to make sure that non-citizens cannot vote in our country. Anybody with a half a brain can understand we can't have people come in. I know that they would not necessarily vote, but when they're brought in, that allows them to be registered. That allows the bad guys to get their ballot and to vote for them, right? You guys know how this all works. We've been around long enough that we understand this is how it goes. Anyway, this is what the Lord says in his word. He's looking at the heart. It's obeying the law that makes us right in his sight. Of course, but the blood of Christ is what justifies us, but it's proven. Our faith is proven by our actions. Our actions. Okay, y'all hear me? Okay, y'all hear me? I'm sorry. I hope that my earphones are, everything's working. Anyway, even Gentiles who don't have God's written law. Gentiles, maybe she doesn't understand about what Christ did on the cross. Maybe she, I don't know if Harmeet does. I don't know. There are some people who don't. Maybe they're retarded. Maybe they're brain damaged. Maybe for whatever reason, they don't understand. Maybe they're in the deepest, darkest part of the jungle. Maybe they are in a Muslim country where they can't get a Bible. Maybe they're in a prison cell in China. But the Lord looks at the heart. Even if they don't have the written law, they show they know his law by instinctively obeying it. This is so important. I am so up to here with people who are like better than everybody else Christians. The Lord is not impressed. He is not impressed by that. This uppity nose in the air, oh, I'm a Christian and everybody else can go to hell attitude. I'm like, that can't happen. It's not going to happen on my channel. We can't have it. We cannot have this uppity, we're the Christians and everybody else is second class. No. If anything that we have learned in this whole thing, it's that the Christian church is brainwashed and is sitting under a spell and has not been in here to fight in the battle of Armageddon. And non-Christians are out here fighting and risking their lives on the daily. So the point is, their heart is proving their faith. Their heart, their actions are proving their faith. When they show they know the law, when they instinctively obeying it, even without ever having heard it. Their actions are proving it. They demonstrate that God's law is written in their hearts, for their own conscience and their thoughts either accuse them or tell them they are doing what is right. They're following what God has written on their hearts because they're created in the image of God. We're created in his image. And when we follow what God has put in our hearts, that is what proves our faith. Someone may not have all the T's crossed and all the I's dotted. The honest truth is none of us do. None of us do. And kind of like Paul said, you know, I'm, you know, he says I'm a Hebrew of the Hebrews. He knew the Bible backwards and forwards. That did not justify him in God's sight. And it doesn't justify you, doesn't justify me. I stand before the Lord blameless because of my faith proven by my actions. Okay, that's my hobby horse. Preach, Melly. Thanks, Joy Joy. I had to say it. I had to get it out. And that's what I had to do. I had to get it out. You know how the Lord has done. Sometimes I'm thinking, well, Lord, I think you're done talking through me. I think you're done. And then he'll put a fire in my belly. I got to say it. And there's nothing else to do except say it. So there you go. I did. All right. So don't forget to go watch Trump's rescue mission. I just posted it on social media. Go and get access to this now. I don't know how much it costs, but you can watch the trailer. I posted the trailer and you can watch this. He's going to be at the what you call it? I think it's tonight that they're going to be doing the showing this video. And so definitely go on CitizensUnitedMovies.com. CitizensUnitedMovies.com. Search Trump Saves America Movie. Okay. Don't forget to go and check out the books. Definitely you can share them. You can actually just click on them and share them, send them on as an email to someone for $3, literally. And it will go in their inbox and they can watch, they can read them the wonderful truth about end times. They can actually, you can send them the audiobooks that you can get on freedomforce.live. Freedomforce.live right here on the audiobooks. Definitely go and check out, you guys, the all of the ways that you can detox. We're going to live through this. They have been doing a number on our health. I was just talking to Mom. Hey, Mom. I was talking to my mother this morning. I said, we're going to get through this. We're going to detox. We're going to make sure that we maintain our health. And then when we get through this, there's going to be health. There's going to be clean, clean, clean water and clean air. And we're going to have all these true remedies and not this fake AMA doctors. But until we get through that, we're going to have to make sure to take care of ourselves and do everything that we possibly can to maintain our health. Definitely do the CBD. If you know anybody who has anxiety or depression or even bipolar, check into all of this. The CBD is amazing. It helps the nerves to send the proper signals so they're not depressed. I'm telling you, go and check out my channel, my page right here on, let's see if I can find it, this one. Lifting depression. This is amazing. Amazing. I'm telling you, the medication that they have is worse than the depression or worse than the bipolar. And the Lord has helped us to sort this out. It's amazing. It's amazing. So thank you, Lord, for helping, for guiding us into all truth and guide us into all health. Definitely check out Q Streaming. If you're still supporting cable Cabal TV, stop it. Get support Q Streaming because that's where you get One American News and all these wonderful sources, as well as MyPillow.com/Melly. Definitely check into that. Let's pray. This is the one I use every day to detox. I spray this every day. And you know, for those of you who know, I was poisoned and I'm fit as a fiddle now because I detox every day with this easy little 5 little squirts. And I just detox every day. Thank you so much, Lord, that you are guiding us into all truth. I thank you, Lord, for my battalion. Thank you, Lord, that you are guiding us so that we can share this information every day, guide everyone on where to share, what to share, who to share with. And I just pray you would awaken everyone so that we would all come together and be unified and that we would all realize that we've all been misled, we've all been lied to, and that we are just listening to your spirit guide us through. Lord, I pray that everything that the enemy tries to do will be foiled, just like this this horrible, evil attempt to harm President Trump. Everything will be foiled. All their lies will come to fall crashing down, that their entire system will come crashing down. Like Yuval said, that it will all come to nothing and that they will all be held to an account for their crimes. We know that they will. Lord, we trust your plan. We trust your timing. We know this is biblical. We know that nothing can stop what is coming because this is your plan. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us together. Thank you for everyone in the Freedom Force Battalion. I pray that you're strengthened. Everything that they do, I pray you'd strengthen their health. I pray you'd strengthen their families. Give them joy and peace. And I pray you would bless their finances. Bless everything that they do, Lord, that they will be useful in your kingdom. So your kingdom will come. Your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for each one and pray your blessing on them. In your great name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. I love you guys. I stayed on longer than I meant to, but I had so much fun. I hope you guys did too. I hope you had fun. And I guess I gotta go. I love you guys. And I will talk to you later.